Ginugunita ng bansa ang mga naglingkod, ang mga lumaban at ang mga namatay na sundalong taga-Australia at New Zealand. Subalit sa paglipas ng panahon, ang kahalagahan ng araw ay pinahaba para sa mga nasa kabilang panig ng mga giyera. Ngayon, ang mga pagmamarcha sa Anzac Day sa 25 ng Abril ay bukas sa lahat ng dating sundalong lalaki at babae at kanilang mga kaanak. Noong 2006, nagbigay ng permiso ang Victoria RSL sa mga kaanak ng veteranong lumaban sa Turkish World War I ng karapatang sumama sa marcha sa Anzac Day. Sinabi ng direktor ng Exhibitions and Collections sa The Shrine of Remembrance sa Melbourne na ipinakita ng kanilang ginawa ang pakiramdam na pagyakap sa iba't ibang nasyon bilang iisa sa kultura ng Australia. Sinabi niya na ang nakaraang eksibisyon sa mga kampo ng kulungan sa Tatura na nasa gitnang Victoria noong unang digmaang pandaigdig.
Certainly it very much drew out how our society had changed over time, and in this case as a result of war. So for example, the people who were there as prisoners, the Italians, Germans and Japanese, did have to go back to their country of origin at the end of the war. But the Italians in particular had been so popular at working with local farmers, which they were able to do while they were in captivity and interned, that families sometimes sponsored them to come back and live in Australia.
Si Sankar Nadeso naman ay may lahing Indian na nagtrabahong kasama ng mga katutubong komunidad sa RSL Victoria at Legacy sa Melbourne. Sa kabila ng paglaki sa England at pagsusuot ng poppies magbuhat pa noong kabataan sa Remembrance Day, hindi siya nagkaroon ng koneksyon sa kasaysayan ng kanyang pamilya at Anzac. Ito ay hindi nangyari hanggang magsimula siyang magtrabahong kasama ng isang byuda nang malaman niya ang pagkakaiba ng kultura ng Anzac at nagtanong tungkol sa kanyang sariling kasaysayan.
I asked my auntie and she said, "Yes, your grandfather actually fought in the British Army in Malaysia." And I had no idea, completely no idea. I didn't actually connect to the Anzac story or to any of the stories of conflict and war through the Imperial Forces or the Australian Defence Force on a very personal level in relationship to my history and my family.
Ayon sa Australian War Memorial, marami sa mahigit na 400,000 Australiano na nagpalista sa kahabaan ng pangalawang digmaang pandaigdig ang nagmula sa magkakaibang pinanggalingan. Kasama dito ang mga katutubong Australiano at mga British, Asiano, Greek at Europeo mula sa hilaga ng kontinente. Aabot sa 200 migranteng Tsino ang lumaban din sa giyerang pangmundo kasama ng mga Australiano. Samantalang nagtatrabahong kasama ng Australian-China Youth Association, sinabi ni Sankar Nadeson na ang kanyang mga estudyante ay hindi pamilyar sa multikultural na miyembro ng Anzac.
Many of the students hadn't recognized or realized that there was such a thing as Chinese Anzacs. And we produced a very contemporary sort of format of artwork, street art stencils of Chinese Anzacs. One of those was a street art Anzac stencil artwork of Billy Singh, who was a very significant sniper in World War I.
Ang revelasyon ay nagdala ng mas marami pa kaysa karunungan.
When they saw a Chinese person with a slouch hat, they recognized that they actually have a very key part of history. They've been involved in Australian history. They are not peripheral.
Isinilang sa mga magulang na Ruso sa China, si Alex Ilyin ay lumika sa Australia mahigit na 50 taon na ang nakakaraan. Ang paglilingkod sa army ay nagbukas sa kanyang pananaw sa kultura ng Australia.
I came to Australia in 59. I was called up in 67. My English was not quite up to scratch, and my understanding of the way the life in Australia was still very much from the perspective of a newly arrived migrant. Serving 2 years in the Australian Army really opened my eyes. I worked closely, shoulder to shoulder, with a dinky diocese from country, and that helped me immensely to understand the Australian way of life, the speech, the language, the customs, you name it.
Subalit para sa ilang sundalo at kanilang mga kaanak, may mapait na panlasa kapag bumabalik sila sa aktibong serbisyo. Pagbalik mula sa giyera sa Vietnam, natatandaan ni Alex Ilyin ang masamang opinyon ng publiko tungkol sa naturang giyera.
When we came from Vietnam, a lot of us were told, okay, civilian clothes and don't show up anywhere, because there was a very strong anti-Vietnam feeling in Australia. So we, the people who were sent by our government to fight for Australia in Vietnam, came back and had to hide, pardon the expression, almost in shame.
Magbuhat noong 1987, hindi nakaligta ang sumama ni Alex sa marcha ng Anzac Day kasama ng kanyang unit.
But 10, 15 years later, under Bob Hawke, when he was the Prime Minister, Australia recognized our input and the wrong which has happened to all the people who served. So there was a big welcome home parade from all over Australia. People came, flew to Sydney at government expense, and we marched through streets of Sydney. And from then onwards, we held our head high and very proud. We've done what was required from us by our country.
Nagtrabaho din si Sangkar na Deson sa komunidad Sikh at nagsabing kapag kinikilala ng publiko ang mga bumalik na sundalo, ito ay napakaginhawang pakiramdam na nagdadala ng gamot para sa bansa.
When people see us or see you for what you have contributed, for what you have done, then there's a great deal of healing there and you can then go forward confidently in society.
Idinagdag niya na hindi nakaramdam na parang estranghero ang mga sundalong Sikh sa lipunan ng Australia.
When I worked at the Sikh temple with about over 100 community members, they actually felt that they were not the other any longer.
Naniniwala si Sangkar Nadeson na dahil sa pagkilala ng Australia sa kanyang mga veterano, nakaramdam ang komunidad Sikh na parang kasama sila sa komunidad ng bansa.
Sometimes you recognize that you are different to the wider community, but when there are things that are cohesive and bring people together, you feel Australian. You actually feel that that is what Australian is. So this Sikh community actually had the recognition that they were inextricably connected to this community, not an other.
Dahil sa kanyang trabaho sa magkakaibang komunidad etniko, napansin ni Ginoong Nadenon kung paanong itinuturing ng mga komunidad ang Anzac Day sa pagsasabi ng kanilang mga tradisyon.
In the Sikh culture, it's very serious. There's a very serious tone because they've got the warrior saint tradition, but at the same time there's always a sense of celebration, and so they were very colorful. Then you had the Maori community, and I saw a lot of the traditional Maori elements coming into the work, not only of course the fern which is on the flag, but a lot of the Maori indigenous culture that non-Maori people, New Zealanders, actually embrace.
Ipinaliwanag ni Ginoong Nadeson ang koneksyon ng kulturang Chino sa kanyang mga ninuno.
Then you have the Chinese community and everything's red. It's red for remembrance, but it's also red for prosperity. When they made pictures of the diggers, the Chinese diggers, they actually had this very strong link and there was a deep respect to a sense of ancestral belonging.
Sa paghahanda ng eksibisyon para sa The Shrine of Remembrance, nagtatrabaho si Jane McAuslan kasama ng mga komunidad sa Victoria. Sinabi niya na gusto ng mga taong makakonekta sa mga taong mula sa magkakaibang pinagmulan sa pagdiriwang ng Anzac Day.
My observation is that there's a wish on the part of the people, at least that I've come into contact with, to be a part of it, you know, to engage with a very significant day in Australia's history.
Sa 25 ng Abril, magmamarcha si Alex Ilyin sa Shrine of Remembrance kasama ng kanyang unit. Sa kabila na kasama siya sa ibang henerasyon ng giyera, dadalahin niya ang tradisyon ng Anzac Day.
There is a continuation of Anzac tradition. For example, my son went into the military forces. He served as a regular in Iraq. He served in Timor and Solomon Islands as a peacekeeper. So the tradition is alive and well.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.